Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
guide us by your Spirit. We anticipate your presence with us, Lord.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. What a wonderful time of the year. What a peaceful time of the year. What a joyous time of the year. What a love. Oh, what a love. That a Savior would die for the sins of the world, to come and save his people because of the love that he has for us. What an awesome time of the year. What a beautiful time of the year. Oh, what a love. Oh, what a love. We celebrate him in all of his awesomeness toward us. Praise God for someone to die in our stead. But he came to us as humble as a lamb, wrapped in swallowing clothes, lying in a manger. Praise God. Praise God. He came down lowly, humble himself as a baby. What a God. What a God. What a God we serve. What a blessing to us. Praise God. Oh, what a love. You know, sometimes I don't know how to feel when I think about what all God's done for us. I don't know how to feel to know someone that loves me so dearly. And he loves the whole world. And he has no respect of a person. What a love. Then he sees everyone. He knows everyone. Even before we are conceived in our mother's womb, he said he knew us. What a love. What an awesomeness. We celebrate him. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Great God. Great God. Great God. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Praise God. That's who I'm talking about. So awesome. He just bids us to come to him. Whatever we go through, to run to him. Run to him. He has all the answers. He has all the answers. Man don't have every answer that pertaining to our lives. But God does. God does. God holds the whole world in the palm of his hands. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Praise God. So let us pray. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live, saying, bless you in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now we come, God, in no other name but the name of Jesus, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Look into the one who knows us best. Look into the one that we are celebrating, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Look into the one with all love. He has all the love wrapped up in one little bundle, but he can spread it throughout the whole world. Thank you, Father. Look on your people tonight, Lord God. Those that may be going through some struggles right now, Lord. Lord, you know what they may be, God. Oh, God, you can help, God. You can set free, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, you got everything in control. I lift up to your people, to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, if they have children behind prison walls, God, comfort them at hearts at this time, every mother. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, they may be going through some other type of hurt, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. The Lord seems as though they can't shake it. Maybe they need forgiveness, oh God, for something, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You can help them with that forgiveness, oh God. And God, let them run to you and fall down to you, God. And say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. For I've sinned and come short of your glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch your people in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let them know, God, deeply, deeply who you are. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will withhold no good thing from them, God. God, that you are waiting right there, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help that one that is diabetic, Lord God. Help that one that is in the hospital. Oh, Father God, help that one that, oh, God, with all different types of diseases, high blood pressure, oh, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, deliver and set free your people. Let them walk in freedom, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for what you do, Lord God. And, Lord, this virus that's going around through everyone right now, God, help them with this virus. Clean them up, oh God, every bronchial tube, every cough, every stuffy nose. Oh God, cleanse every part of our body in the name of Jesus. Oh God, all colds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. This is the season, oh God, that many will catch and we come against, oh God, pneumonia. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, I ask you to touch them, oh, God. Heal their bodies, oh, God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, Father God. You, God, allow your people to walk in the freedom that you and the liberty that you give, so God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, such touch my co-host tonight, God, that has this virus, God, oh Father God, touch her body tonight, oh God, and heal her tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, oh Father, all those, oh God, God, that's suffering with this, God. Oh, God, you're the healer, God. You're the healer, God. Touch him, God. Lay. Oh, God, just let your, oh, God, feathers blow, breathe, oh, God, through their nostrils and clean them up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift up our hearts to you, Lord, and we lift up our mind, our soul, oh, God, to you, oh, God. Oh, God, because we want more of you, Lord God. We want more of your grace, more of your mercy. Oh, God, we want more infilling of the Holy Spirit to dwell within our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, touch us in every way, oh, God. Lord God, you know what we stand in need of. You know what we are lacking in, God. Much, God. We, oh, God, we are needy people, God. Yes, God, we need you. We need you, Father, for we can't do without you, Lord God. And, Lord, touch all those that's, oh, God, traveling, oh, God, during these holidays and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Father God, along the highways, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, touch those, oh, God, that's in the snow-driven countries, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep them, oh, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Oh, Father God, oh, God, you know some of us live, oh, God, up in tall storm. Oh, the snow is so deep over the houses and everything, God. Keep them with warm heat, God. Keep them, oh, God, from being out there on the street, all those that are homeless, God. Keep them, oh God, during this season. And God, provide for them covering and heat, God, in the name of Jesus, and food, God, in the name. We thank you for every agency, oh God, that's providing for your people that are homeless, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because we know that these are your people as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, oh Father God, oh God, we don't want to leave anybody out, God. But God, we know, God, you knows all things, God. So we just lift up your people all around the world, God. All around the world. We don't want to leave anybody out. Because why? Because you say, go ye into all the world, God. So we want to go into all the world, lifting up everyone all around the world, God, that you be glorified in their lives, that you be magnified in their lives, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, teaching them and admonishing them in everything, Lord God. Bring healing to that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife, in the name of Jesus. Make that family whole again, God. What a devil has tried to tarnish it, God. Oh, Father God, make that family whole again, God. You dwells in families, God. Thank you for that husband, God. Gonna, oh God, love his wife. Thank you for that wife that's gonna submit to her husband. Thank you for those children that's under subjection, God. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, God. You does it. You, I know the devil wants to tear them apart, but God, you put them back together again, God. Yes, Lord God. No weapons formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, my co-host is not here tonight. She's a little bit under the weather, and so am I. But we thank God for God's favors tonight. Praise God. Praise God. And we're going to be talking tonight. Our subject is, who are we celebrating? Who are we celebrating? Yes. Who are you celebrating this season? Praise God. Who are you celebrating this season? Praise God. That's our question to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's get it. Thanks. Okay. The Almighty King. The Almighty King is who I'm celebrating. Who are you celebrating? I am celebrating the Almighty King. The Bible says he is sufficient. He is sufficient. The Almighty King got everything that we need. Praise God. That means enough for whatever we need. Whatever we need, the Almighty King has it. Praise God. We just need to know how to go to him in the right time. And in the time of trouble, and in the time of need, we need to know how to go to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we should be praising and worshiping him all the year long. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should be praising him. We should not wait until we need something from him, but be praising him all the year long. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. He tells us in Genesis 17:1, I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. He is all powerful. No one can compare with him. Praise God. No one can do what he can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Genesis, praise God. In the book of Genesis, he said it, praise God. And we're going to turn over there to Genesis, praise God. Hallelujah, 17:1, praise God. And it reads like this. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Look what the Almighty will bestow Abraham, what he will do for him. Hallelujah. And he is still that same God right now, and he'll do the same thing for us. Praise God. He'll do the same thing for us. Praise God. And he just wants us, praise God, to walk before him. To walk before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Just walk before him. I am the Lord Almighty God. He is all powerful, and no one can compare with him. Praise God. No one can do what he can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Let's look over there at 2 Corinthians 6 and 18. Praise God. 6 and 18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty is letting us know who he will be to us. Praise God. He said in there that we will be his sons and daughters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is Lord God Almighty. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you know someone like that, when you serve someone like that, when you live for someone like that, you have someone living on the inside of you who loves you so much. Look at Revelation 4 and 8. Revelation 4 and 8 said, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Let me tell you, we're looking forward. We're looking forward to someone to come. Not someone, but the Holy One of Israel to come back and to touch his children and bring them all with him again. Praise God. Oh, he's coming back for his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look, read that verse again, Revelation. Praise God. Because guess what? If you ain't living in Revelation, I am. Praise God. Because I'm looking for Jesus to come back again. Praise God. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day nor night, saying, holy. You ought to be singing holy right now. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was. He was yesterday. He's today, and he's going to be tomorrow for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's our Savior. Praise God. We're giving honor. Yes, we are. To our Savior. Praise God. The one who loves us. Oh, praise God. Who saves us and preserves us. The one who loves us. The one who saves us. And the one who preserves us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who else? Praise God can do this. Who else can love us like this? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a God. What a God. Oh, that makes you more excited at this time. Praise God. More excited. In Luke 1 and 17, it said, and he shall go before him in the spirit, praise God, and power of Elijah, and turn the hearts of the father to the children, and
and to the disobedient, to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. God will go before, and he will turn the hearts of the people. Praise God. Isn't that great? Praise God. God can do anything for us but fail. So, who are you worshiping during this time of excitement in the air? Praise God. Who are you worshiping? Praise God. He's letting us know right here in these scriptures as we read them, praise God, what he's done for them, truly God will do it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I will read that verse again. Praise God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. God is preparing his children. Oh, yes, he is. God is preparing his children for the Lord. Praise God for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, gracious God, isn't that awesome? God loves us so much till he just works with us. I say it like that. He just works with us. He never gives up on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't give up on his children. Praise God. And that's a great, isn't that a great thing? God don't ever give up on us. He just keep on working on us. He just keep on molding and shaping us in the image that he want us to be. Praise God. That is so awesome. Praise God. In 1 Timothy 4 and 10, praise God, 4 and Timothy 1, 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what we are laboring for. That's what we are laboring for, people. We are, oh, praise God, we are worshiping and celebrating the one that loves us most. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we know why we are doing it. We know why we are celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know in whom we believe in. Praise God. We believe in this Savior. We believe that he's coming back. We believe that he went away to prepare a place for us. We believe that his spirit is living in us. We know. We believe. He told us to only believe and know that he is God, and there is none other beside him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we look at him as wonderful. Praise God. I'm asking you, who are you celebrating? The wonderful King of Kings. The wonderful, he's wondrous and mighty. His love toward us is wonderful. Just think about someone who has loved you with an everlasting love. Just think about it. He never gives up on us. God is so great, for his name shall be called Wonderful. His name, he's so wonderful that his name shall be called Wonderful. Praise God. And we sing the song many times. Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful he is to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. How wonderful is he to you? How do you think about it? You know, many times I just believe people sing songs and they don't think about just what they are singing. But when you really think about how wonderful he is to you, do you really know how wonderful he is to you? Praise God. He is awesome. He's more than we can fathom. He's more than we can ask. He's more than we can think about. He is so awesome. Praise God. Let's look at Isaiah 9 and 6. Praise God. Another scripture. 9 and 6. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. God will take away, I don't believe, let me see if that's my right scripture here. Anyway, God is so wonderful. He'll take away, if you go to him in prayer, he'll take away hatred, strife, all these things that holds us bound, praise God. That's who we are celebrating. We are celebrating one that can do anything we ask of him if we come to him in sincere honesty, believing that he's going to do it. God will do it for us. Yes, he will. God will do it. Praise God. He loves us just that much. Yes, he does. Praise God. He loves us just that much. That's the kind of God we serve. Exodus 34, 6 through 7 says, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know who you are celebrating, but the one I'm celebrating, oh, he's God or more than enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exodus 34, 6 through 7. And it reads as thus. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will he no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. This is what kind of God we serve. Praise God. God will go as far as visiting to the third and the fourth generation, trying to get his people to come back to him. Praise God. Restoring restoration back to the, oh God, heart of his people. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is awesome. This man that we talk about, that we sing about, that we long to see, does a lot of things, does more than what we even, our little mind can think of. And he's doing it in the spirit all the day long. He just don't do it for us sometimes. But God is steady reaching out for us and doing things for us more than we can ever explain, more than we can ask. That's who we are celebrating. You may say it with, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but you got to know what the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is doing for us. Praise God. When the people realize who their God is, praise God, in 1 Kings 18 and 39, praise God, pray when they realize. Let me tell you what they done. Praise God. Let's go over there. I started to skip it, but we're going to go over there to 1 Kings. Praise God. 1 Kings, let's go back here. 1 Kings, where were we? Did I lose my place? But it was in 1 Kings, okay, yeah, 18, praise God. 1 Kings 18 and 39, praise God. Here we are, praise God, hallelujah. Let me tell you what the people done when they really realized what God had done for them. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. He is God. Do you ever fall on your face and recognize and just tell God who he is? Lord, you are God. God, you are God. And God, there is no one like you. No one can do it, God, for me like you can. So I'm trusting. They all fell on their faces. Do you ever fall on your face before God? He lets us know in Deuteronomy 6 and 4 that the Lord our God is one God. This is why he said, have no other God before thee. The Lord thy God is one God. He's only, there's nobody else like it. Praise God. He's the only one God. Praise God. He's singular. He's single. Praise God. And God wants us to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might. Praise God. Praise God. This is the type of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. The Lord thy God is one God. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Psalms, praise God, 33. Praise God. Let's go over there. Yes, praise God. I have it right here. Psalms 33. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 33 and 12 says, praise God. And it reads, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. God has chosen us for his own inheritance. You don't belong to anybody else. You don't belong to some other king. You don't belong to but one God, and that is the church I'm talking about. The church ought to know who they belong to. Praise God. We ought to bless the Lord at all times, like Psalms 103. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know who we belong to? Then we ought to bless the Lord all the time with praise and adoration in our hearts. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, that's an awesome thing. Praise God. And it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are the sheep of his pasture. Then we ought to be praising him, because he told us that we were created, oh, to praise him. Yes, we were. And we were created in his image. We were created to give glory and honor to him, to honor God. So I ask you again, who are you celebrating? Who are you celebrating at this time? Know what you are doing. Just don't do it because someone else is doing it. Allow God to come deep, deep in your heart and dwell within you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be celebrating him at all times. Who? Jesus. We should have a praise in our heart. For he is to us what he is to us, and what he has done for us, and what he will do for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 38, 18 through 20, and Leviticus 32 and 32 says, Israel was to rest on that day, typifying the rest that Christ would bring and what would come to the seeking soul. Whereas then it was only one day of rest. See, back then they celebrated the Sabbath, typifying the week of the one day, that one day. But now that Jesus has come on the scene, praise God. I'm asking you, who are you celebrating? Now that Jesus has come on the scene, now that Jesus has died for us, the Sabbath, he has become that perfect Sabbath, that day of rest, praise God. And we can rest in him, praise God. It is a perpetual rest because all is in Christ.
so we can celebrate Jesus now, every day, all day. We don't have to wait for Saturday. We can celebrate him every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Praise God. He is our rest. We can run to him and rest in him, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Praise God. The one who sing of, we sing about. Praise God. He is God. Praise God. With love in our hearts to him and love for one another. Why? Because he told us to love ye one another. He said, if you don't love them whom you see every day, how can you say that you love me? This is the type of God we serve. You ought to be asking God every day for more love in your heart. More love in your heart. Praise God. Give me more love, Lord, because you have loved me with an everlasting love. You have loved me, God, enough to die for me, Lord. So, Lord, help me to love your people. I don't care who they are, where they come from, what they look like, where they been. God, give me a love. Give me an undying love like yours, God. Help me in every way, God, to love. I know I do. Because Jesus wants us to be just like him. Praise God. He wants us to be just like him. He wants us to serve him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. With one love in our hearts, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Praise God. Thanking him for what he has done. He has done awesome things for us, mighty things. We are to make melodies in our heart. Be glad for what Jesus has done. We ought to be thinking about what Jesus has done for us every day. Every day, what he has done. We are to praise and honor him with our lips, giving glory unto him, not only at Christmas time, but all the year long, giving glory. We ought to be excited all the year long for what he has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to praise him upon the string instruments. Praise God. That's giving glory. Upon the string instruments. We are to praise him on the cymbal. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to praise him upon the harp. Praise God. We ought to say, like Mary said, praise God, my soul does magnify the Lord. My soul, you know, he's supposed to be so deeply within us that we ought to be giving glory and honor to him at all times. Oh, well, Sister Vivian, I'm not. Oh, but you know when you're not in the spirit, you run back when you find yourself out of it and call upon him. Oh, Lord, draw me nearer, God. Draw me nearer to you, God. My soul does magnify. We ought to be like Hannah. Hannah, when she was praying, they thought she was drunk. But Hannah was in the spirit. Praise God. Giving glory and talking to her Lord. Praise God. So we ought to sing about him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell about him. Praise God. And preach about him. Talk about him. Wherever we go, we ought to be spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Wherever we go. Praise God. Wherever we get an opportunity, oh, praise God, whenever we get the opportunity to let men, dying men and women know that Jesus is Lord. Praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We're going to turn over there to Isaiah, praise God, Isaiah 38, praise God. 38, praise God. Here it is right here.
Praise God. 38, 18 through 20. Praise God. And it reads like this. Praise God. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down in the pit cannot hope in thy truth. We have to do it now, people. We have to do it while we're alive. We can't wait until we go in the grave. We can't wait to celebrate him when we go down into the pit. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want to go down there. Praise God. The living, he shall praise thee, he said. As I do this day, the Father to the children shall make known thy truth. We ought to be making it known to our children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ought to be making it known. Praise God. To our children. Praise God. However, he tells us how to write it up on the doorpost and up on the, oh, praise God, so they can read it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Praise God. For Isaiah said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for the plaster upon the Lord. We should be praying for people, putting oil on them. Praise God. Oh, believing for healing, believing for deliverance. Because guess who? That's who we are celebrating. He'll deliver and he will set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like that scripture there in Isaiah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the living, he shall praise thee. And I do this day for the fathers and the children shall make known thy truth. We ought to be making known this truth at this time. Oh, this is a truth that Jesus has come, oh, down and brought himself down as low into the earth for us to be a witness, for us to deliver us, to make us free. Praise God. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. So who are we talking about? Who are we celebrating? Praise God. Praise God. We're celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are celebrating, just not saying that Jesus, but we are saying that he is the one, our deliverer, our Savior, our King, and our Lord. And we are celebrating him because we know, praise God, that he's coming back. He's coming back one day to get us. He promised that. He promised that he would come back for his children. Praise God, that love that is spread abroad all over the world, coming back for his children. He's going to touch that mountain in the eastern sky. And, oh, he will come with 10,000 angels. And he's going to gather us up, praise God. I don't know who you are celebrating. But I'm celebrating this man called Jesus who has promised me that he's coming back for me, that he was going away, but he's coming back. Praise God. I pray that you have enjoyed the message. Who are you celebrating? Who are you celebrating? Praise God. I'm celebrating Jesus. That's who it is, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us bless you. Before we go, praise God. I hope you have enjoyed this message. I pray for everyone with this virus going around. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he give countenance towards you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace in the name of Jesus. And may you be blessed this season that we are in. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, your sitting down. May you never have any lack in your meal barrel. May everything that you need, God will provide it. This is the one who we celebrate. Praise God.
May you have a good night, a good week, and I pray that you will keep this fire burning throughout this season. No harm will come nigh your dwelling. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to just bless y'all, bless you, bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a great night. Bye-bye now.